Welcome back to the Durham Voice Voices. I'm Brighton McConnell. This podcast series is produced and reported for the Durham Voice, the community newspaper for Northeast Durham. With this project, we're reconnecting with former Voice staff members in the Durham community, allowing them to share their journeys and experiences since working with the newspaper. Our guest this week is Natasha Graham. Known as Tasha by her friends, she worked with the Voice as a PYO intern, first as a reporter, and then as the teen editor-in-chief. She was born and raised in Durham, attending Northern High School while working with the newspaper as a junior and senior. Tasha now attends Wells College, a liberal arts college in Aurora, New York, and is majoring in visual arts with the hope of becoming an animator. I recently interviewed Tasha and talked about how the Voice shaped her growth and how she hopes to leave impacts in all of her communities. Let's take a listen. So let's start out by reminiscing a little bit. What was it like when you first joined The Voice as a junior? And I mean, you stepped into a prominent position as teen editor pretty quickly, just a year later. But what were those first couple weeks like when you joined the paper?
I was a little nervous because I knew we would have to go out and talk to people. And, you know, even though I had been on yearbook before, I was still like nervous about it because I'm naturally like a quiet person. And yeah, when we first got there, we started to just think up different story ideas, and Koontz brought us out to the community to talk to different people and get their stories. We looked at a couple local businesses and talked to them a little bit and got their stories. So we were just sort of like thrown into it pretty fast.
Yeah, it's certainly, I mean, that's just kind of how journalism goes, too. Mm-hmm. It's just very on the fly. And how is that kind of work different from any of your classes that you take in that point or from any other previous work experience you had with yearbook?
Well, first, I knew everyone when I was doing yearbook because, you know, we were in the same high school. But yeah, when I was at The Voice, I had to talk to people, like total strangers, like sometimes just people walking down the street. So I think it really helped me with my communication skills and just being able to talk to people. And I slowly realized how diverse people were just by talking to them and, you know, their different stories. Because, you know, nobody has like one story, everyone's different.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you just said, you know, you're typically kind of quiet natured. Was that one of the biggest hurdles that you had to overcome, was really reaching out to people that didn't know you or you didn't know who they were in order to try and get them for stories?
Yeah, probably. But as soon as I got there, I started to get more comfortable with just putting myself out there with people. And, you know, going in, I knew I would have to interview people, so I guess I just sort of went with it and got used to it.
And did you get connected to The Voice through PYO? Were you a PYO intern?
Yes. At the end of our summer career academy, for PYO, we have to go through a summer career academy where they take it, like they tell you about going into the workforce, and you know, they bring in a lot of speakers to like talk to you about, you know, how to organize and, you know, just teaching us about life and how to be like effective adults. At the end of the program, we got set up with internships, and The Voice was definitely the top one that I was interested in because I've always really liked writing. And I did a little bit of journalism in high school. I was on the yearbook committee, and I really liked just talking to people and learning about their stories and things like that.
It's cool that you were drawn into it in a bunch of ways, because a bunch of the other kids that I've talked with, you know, they go, yeah, I mean, this was suggested to me. Koontz thought I would like it, but I didn't, you know, I didn't like writing, or I didn't think this was a good idea. So it's definitely different. You're one of the first voices to say, yeah, no, I was into writing. I wanted to join because I knew that I enjoyed writing.
Yeah, and when I got to The Voice, it really helped me to build up my writing skills and realize how powerful journalism is in general. And that's part of the reason why my minor is also visual communications. And that's sort of journalism, like packed in with art. and like graphic stuff. So yeah, it being at The Voice definitely had a big impact on me.
Well, do you have a favorite story that you did as either a junior or the teen editor while you were there, or maybe like your favorite event that you covered or anything like that?
Well, I took this like really good picture when we were out on the job. I was like in the car, and the person who was in front of me was like dropping off some mail to into the mailbox, and I just like went outside of the window, like just poked my head out with the camera, and I just took it. I thought it was gonna be awful, but everyone just ended up loving it, and that was a really proud moment for me throughout the whole experience.
Oh yeah, that definitely sounds like a very spur of the moment.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. Those kind of moments are always the best. Mm-hmm. When you just happen to like notice one little detail, or just, yeah, you just catch it at just the right second. It sometimes really changes how a story turns out. So I know that you were part of the Ocracoke trip as well. There's so much to get into with all that happened there, so we don't necessarily have to dive too deep into it. But what was that trip like for you?
Oh, it was so fun. I had never been to a beach house before. I mean, I still haven't been since then. But yeah, it was a really cool experience for all of us who were on that trip, because we had never been to a beach house or like an island before. So it was really new, and it was really fun exploring and going to the lighthouse and stuff. And we went to a lot of seafood restaurants because, you know, we were on an island, so the seafood was pretty prominent, like, throughout the whole island, so it was fun. Oh, yeah,
it's a necessity.
Yeah, of course, but yeah, it was really fun.
That's great. I know a lot of people had some pretty special takeaways from that, too, just being, you know, going into a very different environment from what you were used to covering / just used to being in at all. It was that kind of like how college was for you, or at least going to Wells when you first got there a couple years ago?
A little bit. You know, I had only been to Wells like once before for the weekend that I flew in. And you know, when I got here, it was orientation, so we were like forced to interact with people. That sounds bad, but like, yeah, we were kind of forced to do it. But, you know, in turn, it was just for us to get to know our class and any upperclassmen that were on campus at the time, like our orientation leaders and other faculty on campus. So overall, when I got here, I was really welcomed. So it made the process a little easier.
Were there any elements of moving away from North Carolina that were challenging for you, though? Because you spent your entire life in North Carolina, right? What was it like just moving away from that home? And at the same time, what are some aspects that weren't so challenging?
Well, the challenging thing was I have a lot of stuff. So just taking all of that stuff and moving it here was just a lot. But in all seriousness, I've only ever traveled outside of North Carolina for a few times, but I've never like stayed somewhere like outside of the state, so it was something new. When we got here, my parents were more shocked than me, because it was just straight farmland. Like the area surrounding my college is very rural, so there aren't a lot of buildings, or you know, there's the nearest mall, I think, is like 30 minutes away. So that was pretty shocking. I live in a sort of city area, so that was a big shock. Being away from the family was, you know, was always hard. But, you know, I call them like all the time, and they call me and stuff. And as soon as I got here, you know, you slowly sort of get your friend group together and you start meeting different people and you start joining clubs. And really, if you don't join clubs, it's really hard to get like a solid friend group because, you know, once you're in a club, you're there for a similar reason and you all have like a similar interest because you're in the club. So those little things sort of helped me get used to being away from home and, you know, to just being in college in general.
Yeah, absolutely. How did you end up at Wells, might I ask? What were you drawn there by their visual arts program?
I really wanted to go to a school in New York because there are a lot more opportunities for art in New York than there are in North Carolina. So I just started looking up different schools, different art schools, and different liberal art schools. And I applied to Wells when I looked up, and they offered me to go on their fly-in program. That's when they pay for your plane ticket to come down to the campus for a weekend. So I did that and just automatically fell in love with the campus, and the people were really, really nice. So that's how I was sold with Wells. I want to be an animator. That's my ultimate goal. I mean, I always watched like Disney movies and different animated shows when I was growing up. And one day I was just like, wow, that'd be cool to do. I wonder if I could do that for a job. And of course you could, because, you know, that stuff doesn't just appear. So yeah, I did more research on it and what I would need to do to be an animator. And one of them is definitely to major in visual arts when you're in college. So I did that. And, you know, I've been drawing all my life, so I've always been like an artistic person.
Yeah, that definitely helps. So how is your New York community, and that can be either your friend group or just, you know, the Wells College community itself, how is that similar and different to the Durham community you had back home?
Well, both are very supportive. At PYO, of course, they're very supportive, and at The Voice, too. But here, I'm more separated from, you know, what I've done in Durham than I've done here. So when I got here, it sort of felt like I was starting over, like, with my accomplishments and everything I've done with The Voice and things. It was time for me to start making a new name for myself in a way. Because I had never done anything here at Wells, you know, when I first got here, because I didn't get a chance. At Wells, there's a support system, and you can, like, always ask for help, but it's only there if you ask for it. And at PYO, there were just always people there, and you know, you could literally always ask for help. It was always expected that you would, like, ask for help in some way, shape, or form. But at college, you know, they're not holding your hand or anything. You know, if you need help, you definitely have to go out of your way and get it. Because, you know, they're gearing us up to be, like, adults in, you know, the workforce and things like that. So it's more independent, I'd say.
What kind of impact do you want to leave in your community at school, at Durham, just kind of wherever you go next? You talked about, you know, wanting to make a name for yourself when you got to Wells. What is the kind of overall impact that you want to try and leave on that community? You know, what's the overall impact you want to try and leave in the Durham community too? And, you know, are there any bigger goals, bigger impacts that you're hoping to make as an animator or just as a friend?
I think I like to be an example of, like, a person being able to start off in Durham and went to a place like New York. Because I feel like kids in Durham feel like they can't really, or they won't get anywhere outside of Durham or North Carolina. And I feel like a lot of them might feel trapped in a way, or they feel like there's nothing else really out there that they can, like, realistically do or go, you know? So I think that I'd like to be an example for them to show that, hey, you can definitely get out of Durham. There's a big world, outside of Durham, and you deserve to experience it, whoever you are. For my career as at Wells in general, I think I'd want people to remember me as a nice person who is able to get stuff done and who's determined and creative and who's just an all-around nice person who just wanted to express themselves in the best way they could and have the best opportunity to express themselves the best way they could.
Well, I think that is a great goal to have for yourself, Tasha.
All right, good.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me, Tasha. It was great to learn about you and to catch up.
All right, no problem.
That was Natasha Graham, who worked with The Voice as a reporter and teen editor in 2014 through 2016. She now attends Wells College in New York and hopes to become an animator. If you want to hear more stories like Natasha's and others from the Durham community, be sure to visit our website for more episodes and articles at durhamvoice.org. Our music is written by Forrest McConnell, and I'm your host, Brighton McConnell. Thank you for listening.